The term First Nations is commonly used in Canada, which refers to the indigenous tribes that were present when Europeans began colonizing the continent. Lisa Pupar, an associate professor for First Nations Studies at UW Green Bay, says students feel this more accurately defines the curriculum.
Because the term nations reflects the sovereign status of the indigenous communities, reflects their governmental relationships with the United States federal government. And the term first refers to the fact that the land on which we occupy as Americans has come from the indigenous people that were here first.
Pupar says not everyone's keen on the name change. Some like the more familiar terms American Indian or Native American. But she says many cultural groups often revisit how they're identified in larger society, and this is part of the process. The main goal, Pupar says, is to steer people away from phrases that conjure up images of bloodthirsty savages.
So if we really wanted to make a difference, we would dismantle these stereotypes, and maybe the name changes wouldn't be so important or would be less meaningful. We keep changing the name when the real problem is the stereotype and the lack of knowledge and understanding that Americans as a whole have about groups of color.
UW Green Bay is the third campus in the state university system to adopt First Nations over American Indian in naming its department. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.